Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and honestly most misunderstood topics in your OCR GCSE music course. We're talking about accuracy. That's topic 1.2, and it sits right at the heart of the technical control strand in your performance assessment. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Accuracy? Isn't that just not making mistakes? And yes, that's part of it, but there is so much more to it than that. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what examiners mean when they talk about accuracy, how it's assessed across different components of your GCSE, and, crucially, how to maximize your marks. We'll cover the core concepts, walk through the mark bands, share some really practical exam tips, do a quick-fire recall quiz, and finish with a summary you can use for revision. So grab a pen, maybe pause, and make notes as we go, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What does accuracy actually mean in the context of OCR GCSE music? Accuracy has three main pillars. The first is pitch accuracy. This means playing or singing the correct notes, every single one, as written in your score or as required by the style. For singers and string players, this also includes intonation, which is the fine-tuning of pitch within a note. You can play the right note but still be slightly sharp or flat, and that matters to examiners. They're listening for what we call secure intonation across the full tessitura of the instrument. That means across the whole range of your instrument, not just in the comfortable middle section. The second pillar is rhythmic accuracy. This is about playing the correct note durations, crotchets, quavers, dotted rhythms, ties, rests, all of it. But here's something really important. Rhythmic accuracy isn't just about individual note lengths. It's also about maintaining a consistent pulse. Examiners will notice if your tempo rushes in difficult passages or drags in slower sections. They're also listening for synchronization in ensemble contexts. If you're performing with an accompanist or in a group, you need to stay together. The third pillar is fluency, and this is where accuracy and expression meet. A performance can be technically accurate but still feel hesitant or stumbling. The OCR mark scheme links fluency inextricably to accuracy. If your performance is disrupted by hesitations, stumbling, or restarting, your fluency mark suffers alongside your accuracy mark. These two criteria are deeply connected. Now let's look at how these pillars map onto the mark bands. OCR uses a 5-level system for the performance component, and accuracy is assessed within technical control, which is worth up to 15 marks. At level 1, that's 1 to 3 marks, you'll see frequent pitch and rhythm errors with a loss of pulse. The performance lacks control and the musical intention is unclear. At level 2, 4 to 6 marks, there is some accuracy, but notable errors disrupt the fluency. The candidate shows awareness of the music, but cannot sustain it. At level 3, 7 to 9 marks, the performance is mostly accurate with only minor intonation lapses. This is where many candidates sit. They know the piece, but haven't quite secured the tricky passages. Importantly, minor lapses in pitch centering, that's the ability to land precisely on the center of a pitch, will limit candidates to this level. At level 4, 10 to 12 marks, the performance is largely accurate with only occasional slips. The pulse is maintained, rhythms are mostly correct, and intonation is generally secure. And at level 5, the top band, 13 to 15 marks, pitch and rhythm are entirely accurate with no audible slips. Intonation is secure across the full range of the instrument, and the pulse is absolutely consistent. This is where examiners can begin to credit expressive interpretation, because the technical foundation is completely solid. Here's a really important principle that I want you to write down. Accuracy is the foundation upon which all other marks are built. You cannot receive full marks for expression, dynamics, or musical communication if the underlying accuracy is compromised. Think of it like building a house. Accuracy is the foundations. Without solid foundations, the whole structure is unstable. Now, accuracy also appears in the listening exam component. In dictation questions, you'll be asked to notate a short melody or rhythm from a recording. Here, accuracy means correctly identifying and writing pitches and rhythms, including accidentals. A very common mistake is forgetting to check the key signature before writing your answer. If the piece is in G major, every F should be F sharp unless marked otherwise. Always check the key signature first. Right, let's talk about the mistakes I see candidates making time and time again and how to avoid them. Mistake number 1, choosing repertoire that is beyond your technical capability. I completely understand the temptation to perform a challenging, impressive piece, but here's the reality. A difficult piece performed with frequent errors will score lower than a simpler piece performed flawlessly. The OCR mark scheme does include a difficulty multiplier, but it cannot compensate for a low raw mark in accuracy. A flawless grade 3 piece will outscore an error-ridden grade 6 piece. Choose wisely. Mistake number 2. Stopping and restarting after a mistake. This is one of the most damaging things you can do in a performance exam. When you stop, you draw the examiner's attention directly to the error. You lose marks for fluency, and you also lose marks for musical communication. The golden rule is, if an error occurs, maintain the pulse and continue immediately. A momentary slip is far less damaging than a full stop. Think of it this way. Even professional musicians make tiny errors in live performance. What separates them is that they keep going. Mistake number 3, inaccurate rhythm in syncopated passages. Syncopation, where the emphasis falls on offbeats, is notoriously difficult to maintain under pressure. Many candidates unconsciously straighten syncopated rhythms, turning them into onbeat patterns. This is a rhythmic accuracy error, and examiners will penalize it. In your practice sessions, isolate syncopated passages and use a metronome or backing track to check your rhythmic accuracy. My top exam tips for maximizing your accuracy marks are these. First, practice with a metronome every single day, not just at performance tempo. Practice slowly, at half speed, so that every note is secure before you speed up. Second, record yourself regularly. You will hear errors in a recording that you miss when you're focused on playing. Third, for the listening exam, always write the key signature at the start of any dictation answer before you write a single note. Fourth, in ensemble contexts, listen as much as you play. Synchronization is part of rhythmic accuracy. Okay, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask 5 quick questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the 3 pillars of accuracy in OCR GCSE music performance? Answer. Pitch accuracy, rhythmic accuracy, and fluency. Question 2. How many marks are available for technical control in the performance component? Answer. 15 marks across 5 levels. Question 3. What score range defines level 5, the top band, for accuracy? Answer. 13 to 15 marks. Question 4. What should you do if you make an error during your performance exam? Answer. Maintain the pulse and continue immediately. Do not stop or restart. Question 5. In a dictation question in the listening exam, what should you always check before writing any notes? Answer. The key signature. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections of your notes. Let's bring it all together. Accuracy in OCR GCSE music is assessed primarily within the technical control strand of your performance component, and it encompasses 3 interconnected elements: pitch accuracy, including intonation across the full range of your instrument; rhythmic accuracy, including consistent pulse and synchronization; and fluency, the ability to perform without hesitation or disruption. The top mark band, level 5, requires entirely accurate pitch and rhythm with no audible slips. Accuracy is the foundation for all expressive marks. You cannot achieve full marks for musical communication without first securing your technical accuracy. For your performance, choose repertoire, you can play flawlessly, practice with a metronome, record yourself regularly, and never stop mid-performance if you make a mistake. For the listening exam, always check the key signature before answering dictation questions. Remember the golden rule. A simple piece played perfectly will always outscore a difficult piece played poorly. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your OCR GCSE music. I know you're going to do brilliantly. Keep practicing, keep listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.